Well, with the arrival of the polar vortex, most of our concerns were for farmers and their employees, along with their livestock. But there are other aspects of agriculture that also were at risk, including the winter wheat crop. But according to the USDA's chief meteorologist, Brad Rippey, it looks like the crop on the whole survived pretty well.
There may be some pockets of winter kill from this cold snap, but it was really just one bitterly cold day, so that's working to the crop's advantage. Remember that this crop was in pretty good shape heading into winter. Well over half of the crop in this affected area was rated in good to excellent condition, which means that the crop was not seriously drought-stressed. So I think producers are optimistic that this may be just a one hit and that we won't lose too much of the crop.
One thing that looks to be a certainty in 2014 is that corn prices are going to be weaker. However, according to economist Mark Welch, he does feel that demand should hold up strong enough to maybe allow us to have mid to upper $4 corn.
We're seeing increased export opportunities. Now we have some challenges with China right now, with some corn being rejected and some export shipments being canceled. I think we'll work through those issues. They need us and we need them, and we'll get this worked out. But the export picture looks very positive for grain in 2014 with these lower grain prices.
But Welch did say that cheap feed will make for a better profit margin for our livestock and poultry producers.
The chicken and the pork producers, they've already begun to respond to lower feed prices and very profitable meat markets for them. And I think our cattle producers will get this thing turned around, start building some numbers on the cattle side. But certainly lower input cost on the grain allows perhaps we can place some calves a little earlier and much better profit margins in the beef side.
Right now, we're looking at a very strong dairy market, and one of the major reasons, strong export demand, something that Ag Secretary Ben Bransel says has really benefited Wisconsin producers, and he said there's some key customers that he feels will continue to buy big in 2014 and beyond.
Well, we're pretty lucky. Canada is close, and they're a very good trading partner for us. They rank number one. Mexico varies some, but the Mexicans were here yesterday, in fact, and they were looking for dairy heifers as well. So Mexico has been a strong, viable partner for us. The reason I say that it's very lucky for us is because transportation-wise, it's a lot closer than when you start looking at Africa, Middle East, and the Asias. I do believe, though, that China is going to continue to be a strong international trading partner. Their demands are great. Their population is getting wealthier as we speak, and numbers are up.
Speaking of numbers being up, that's certainly true on the dairy front. Block cheese now at 211, barrels 206, and AA butter 162. Class 3 prices, January 2023, February 2019, and March 1946. Board of Trade, March corn 425 and 3 quarters of a cent. May, down to 433 and 3 quarters of a cent. Jan beans up to 1299. March, off fractionally at 1274 and 1/2 cent. And March wheat declines to 602. Livestock, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 74 to 92, a top at 97. Most of the slaughter cows, 54 to 73. Fed cattle, choice beef steers and heifers, 112 to 124. Holstein steers, 98 to 109. Replacement bull calves, $1 to 235. Heifer calves, 60 to 145. Feeder pigs, 40 through 60 pounders, 30 to 50. And feeder lambs, 170 and down. And that is your lowdown on the egg front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.